Next question is, I'm planning on going, and a lot of people say this, like, I mean, I know life happens. So it's, I'm planning on going overseas or on vacation, traveling the world, being busy with a work project, planning my wedding, having a baby. Lots and lots of reasons why people say they're going to be busy for a month or more during the training times. Should I wait? Well, I believe it's really up to you. You know, once the program starts, you've got a whole 12 months to complete your training as well as your certification. You know, and remember, everything is recorded and all the notes and all the audios are available in the members area of the site 24 hours a day, anytime you want them. Most of our coaches complete their certification very soon after training finishes. However, some coaches take longer due to many factors, you know, family, time restraints, health, work, vacation, etc. So we give you that extra 2 months after your training officially ends to finish up. If you need longer, you can just let us know. You know, it's very flexible and it's designed to fit your schedule. And we've had people, you know, all sorts of things have happened during their time. And some people choose to just catch up and some people choose to defer and come back later and finish it off. Okay. Another question. I don't know anybody. How do I get clients? And I know what you mean. You know, I don't socialize much, hardly at all, or network ever. You know, if I'm not exploring the world, I like to be at home. I'm very introverted, meaning I renew my energy best when I'm alone. So I chose to be a coach and work exclusively over the phone. I mean, that doesn't mean you have to work from home over the phone, but that's what I chose. So for me, I had to build my business in a way without having to get out there and see people. You know, some coaches love interacting with others. They love connecting. And so they are great at finding clients in all the usual ways that we teach you how to do it. But I wanted to be able to have clients find me rather than having to find them. So I'm going to be sharing all the strategies I use to get clients from all over the world, which will help you build your client base. You know, I went from no people, zero people, like everyone starts off with, to just under 100,000 people from all over the world on my database. So, you know, if I can do it, I'm going to show you how I did that. I'm going to teach you all the strategies I used. And then, of course, that was even before social media. So we've got that these days too. And also, as a certified Inspired Spirit coach, if we do any promotions, either to my database or media opportunity type promotions, asking people who are interested in being coached to put their hand up, if any of these people become clients of yours, you get to keep all the money, okay? And also, for practice coaching, we supply peer-to-peer coaching for you so that you've always got someone to practice on, okay? You've always got someone to have as a client, whether they're, you know, an actual paying client or a practice or pro bono client, okay? And another question people asked is, how do you attract people wanting to be coached without seeming pushy? Well, that's exactly what we teach you. You know, this we go into a lot of detail around this. How to share the information about what you do, either online or in person, and how to attract people to you. I'm all about attracting. I'm not about chasing after clients. I'm about attracting the right people to me. So you'll also receive a number of guided visualizations, which are all focused on transforming you at a cellular level so you become the type of coach that your ideal clients are naturally attracted to. Another question is, how many hours a week would I have to be working as an Inspired Spirit coach? Okay, so well, it depends. So while you're in training, you know, once you actually begin coaching, it's really up to you how many hours a week you want to work. So you might decide that this is just a part-time additional stream of income for you and you have only one or two clients a week, meaning 1 or 2 hours a week that you're actually working. But you might decide to build a thriving business and work full-time. You might have 10 clients, so that's around 10 hours a week, or 20 clients, that's 20 hours a week, or, you know, it's your own business and the choice is yours. But what we will do is also show you how to leverage your time so you can still be working with 20 clients, but you don't necessarily have to be spending 20 hours a week with them. So we can show you, we also train you how to do group coaching. So you can really leverage time and money when you do that. Okay, but again, it's your business. You get to create it the way you want, and we'll show you lots of different business models, and you can decide what suits you. Another question about, an international type question. I live in South Africa, or some people say France, Czech Republic, Australia, Russia, US, Canada, Costa Rica, etc. Will this work? As I've mentioned before, the Inspired Spirit Coaching Academy is an international training company, and all the training is delivered over the internet or via Skype, or you know, if you want, over the phone from any country in the world. So once you achieve your international certification, you'll be able to coach anyone in any country that you like. The only stipulation is that you must be able to read and speak English, because that's the language the program's delivered in. And also the bonus products are also in English as well. Having said that, we've had people from countries all around the world that English is their second language, and they've managed perfectly okay, and you know, just absolutely loved the program.